We're back into summer. Almost. You have to suffer the indignity of the box elder bug slamming you right in the face, though, in springtime. Here we are. Did see a tiger tail, a tiger swallowtail. That was pretty cool. That's like my notice that we're into it now. And so I hope all y'all got your gardens in and working. I notice all my weeds are doing really well. As usual. Telling you something. There's something more out there. And pay attention to it. There's things that work naturally that you might come to your aid. But, interrupting this current neo-coronial cricketism. Maybe one day we'll stop those crickets at the entry of this broadcast. I really did not think this would last this long once everybody saw how they were being taken down for decades. And then it didn't dawn on me that maybe no one would actually see how. Anyway, interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting Episode BTWRLM 420 plus 2. The two of you that are partying on, 422. Thank you for tuning in today and in the past cast that you might find this broadcast. Hopefully information will help you. Those of you, again, I'm really kind of dealing with stopping this nonsense that we have found. I've been looking at this thing for quite a few decades. All the same, anybody who's been involved, you know, that's the choir to us, but I found some certain insights that were helpful, and I realized that the people that are occupying our lives, and increasingly so, have figured out that a lot of folks won't really respond to it. Now, I was just thinking about what are we actually dealing with? I think if all these violations to us, if like we had a rights violation, would actually come out on a bill somewhere, like your power bill. They said, this week we're going to, because of what we just regulated, it's going to be costing you, this is what we're asking from you, and it'd be like $100. And I say $100 because I think most people would take notice of a $100 bill on their electric, power, water, whatever. The next unitary tax on your traffic ticket, it's going to be an extra $100 because we did this act over here that took this right away from you. I think if we were billed those values, we actually sat down to realize what the value was, and these are really priceless, so you've got to be careful on this, but just to get an idea, if we were billed for the cost to our rights and our abilities and our pertinent rights, and it was put on a bill and handed from us to us, would we respond? Would we know how to respond without all this excuse? And it seems to me when anybody gets a bill that catches their attention, they know how to respond. What I've been talking about for over 10 years is really not a question. Everyone wants to know what's, you know, it's also involved. No, it's just like looking at what they've taken from you, put a dollar thing and say, they've just taxed you. They just fined and whatever to you that value. How would you respond to the power company if it did to that? Is the same way you would respond to a government. That process has started the very same way. And when you go to the black and white and you find that there's nothing there to authorize what they've done, you now move through and address that as you would a bill, power bill that was way too much money, given that you notice it. Again, enough that you noticed. And so it just occurred to me. I don't know why this stuff doesn't occur to me earlier, but that's what we're dealing with. Everyone wants to say, oh, it's too involved and this and that and the other, what I'm talking about. It's actually, how many bills have you ever gotten in your life that you decided you weren't going to pay that you responded to and you got them to back down is what we're talking about here. But it's related in the intangible subject of rights and even the value of the property that's stolen, taken from you underneath fraud, by fraud and lack of authority on top of it. And so for those of you that think this is all, what I'm saying is all too technical, it's simply writing the first letter to complain about a bill, an amount on a bill that you weren't actually obligated to pay. And understand that value is a consideration for those of you that understand the UCC and stuff, contract law. That's where it is. That's where the same words translate. Don't use them that way. I'm just telling you that's how you can identify. A consideration doesn't have to be money either. When you look and see the scope and the breadth of what happens, simple little acts can be other things. Well, I guess that's what I think through, those things that I know about. And they cause me to think in different ways in order to address these. But you don't have to have a value. You just have to find a value in something to somebody and whether or not that was appropriate or not, unilateral, unconscionable, whatever, you bring that into contract terms. But anyway, with the COVID, it's the same way. They've made demands on you. They've stolen and taken property without any black and white at all, no authority. In fact, one case states they came in and stated they don't have any duty, folks. I saw it in print. They don't have any duty to the law. Now that, in a way, doesn't surprise me because that's why we're here behind woodshed. But if we want to live in a place that's ruled by at least some modicum of peace and control that we have, maybe I'm just going to just rest on this part for right now. Consider these violations. Put a real value on it. If you receive this value of the harms violation to you, the inability to go do something, the inability to go freely as you did without this imposition, what value would you put on that? Consider that as like a bill from whomever issued that order. And if it happened, if you put it in the context of a power company and that bill came in over and above what you were obligated to pay, would you respond? And if you would, how would you respond? And I'm saying do that for everything you see as a violation from the government. Start that way. That's that record I'm telling you to make. And so that's really more, it's just not that complicated. These people were supposed to be a limited government. It was up to you to make sure they were. And that's a simple letter. And I identified that for you back in March of 2020. And as I've told you, it spreads out to every other thing that seems that the government does anymore and has been given license to do. Before I even move on to something, something came through the chat. I want to address it. And this is that same thing about having to understand really what you're doing and putting it in a better context so that we understand more of what it is. It was a question about going after a judge. I look over and see Grimner says limited government is an oxymoron. Well, it's not. It would be limited. That it's turned into an oxymoron is really on us. We were supposed to keep that limitation, and we haven't been. And because they've figured us out, and there's now it's pervasive. You see, it's worldwide, this disregard to people. Worldwide. I don't care what style of government you come under anymore. It's all the same government. And that was on us. And that's only like, I don't know what else to say, because I have no other purpose than to see if you're being imposed by something or interfered by or just stopped in any way by someone who doesn't have the right and you don't speak up, then you apparently we are asking, well, that's our consent. And anyway, I've said this over and over, but I want to point out a couple things. Those of you that look around, and since a lot of people still get involved with traffic tickets and a lot of you don't want to wear your mask and this and that, this condition keeps coming up. And I want to address a couple things because I think a more full understanding of what's happening would allow us to think a little different. And I think in thinking a little bit different on what you're doing, no different as it just came to me, if you treat these rights violations the government's doing against you as value, some additional tax on top of a bill you would normally pay, how would you respond and how would you do that? That's how you respond. And similarly, understanding other things allows us to consider what we're doing, not like we're getting away with something, but more in the scheme of how the scheme of things works and puts us back into the practice I think we need to get closer to. If what I'm saying is not 100%, I believe it gets us much, much closer to than what I've been noticing otherwise. And if you look around the world and you see it all still messed up, then that's our problem. And we're not doing, as a people, as peoples everywhere, we're not doing what we're really supposed to be doing. But there was a statement in the chat, just as a point of reference on a subject matter, thinking about adding a chief judge to shut down the access to the courts. They're having trouble accessing the courts. This has been a pervasive problem everywhere. People are getting failed to appear, FTAs. They're standing right outside the door. The sheriff doesn't block you out because there's some magical order that some chief judge in a Supreme Court has offered that says you got to do certain things because of COVID-19. So I'm going to go through here. It says the chief judge has shut down the access to the court. It's illegal to force an experimental drug on anyone. Okay, so that's a reasoning of mitigation. Be careful in how we approach this. This includes masks and tests as well, citing 21 U.S.C. Code, it's the United States Code, 36 BBB-3, by informed consent only. Okay, then I state in response quickly, and this is an inferior way to do this in the chats, but it's I don't think quickly, too quickly on this stuff. So, I mean, it's only responding quickly and not too deeply. Sometimes there's more, a whole lot more. And that's why I think I want to address this. There's a whole lot more to this, but it's not that complicated. My response was stay with the local law. See, 21 USC is federal law. And then add, when you find these laws in the federal, you add those that back up what you're going to say the state law also provides. So you start, because you're starting in a state, you start with the state law. Why? Because of the hierarchy of purported or ostensible power. And we can kind of shrug our shoulders and say, look, it doesn't work. But again, that's really on us to maintain. And we are in the time where it takes a whole lot more. I hear thousands and thousands of people really are murmuring. They're coming together. They're feeling empowered, you know, like sticking it to the business by walking in and we're not wearing our mask type stuff. Okay, that's a cool empowerment, but it's not really what we need to be doing, actually. And so the response was to lead with federal law, and I'm saying no, as a state thing for health authority, which is exclusive to the states, you follow with federal law. You first come with the black and white from the state. The answer was, after I said that, was will do, great tactic. My response to that is it's not a tactic. And this is where I started to think maybe I need to explain a little bit more. See, I can respond to something specific, not necessarily in generality on the broadcast. This is something I can address, I hope. In the chat, a comment was made. The response was, this is a tactic. And I responded, this is not a tactic. What I just said is not a tactic. And it's partly what I was just preparing here for you. You're dealing in a state, exclusive state law. When you understand the hierarchy, and this goes for anything you deal with, you look at the problem you have and you look at the hierarchy of any authorities. That could be law, contract, agreements, whatever. However the authority of the condition is, how it developed, what the authorities within that are. You look at the very same things. The hierarchy of authorities, those obligations and duties that can be pointed to a black and white thing. When you're coming from law of the public health authority, which is exclusive to the states, and as a reference, those of you that are listening to me, I'm hoping you follow what I'm saying. Part of your mind should be saying, yeah, that's right. We found out that in the international health regulation, the federal government, United States government, not the United States of America, the United States government made a reservation to the states for their health laws because our form of government requires that the states have exclusive jurisdiction over these matters. The United States government had conceded that. And so when you see that, why I told it to you was to explain, when you're focusing on state law where your state officials are obligated first, that's, you lead with that and then you back it up with the federal authority that says, yeah, that's right. And so this is not a tactic. This is looking at how things have to be laid out as a response to the condition, not as a battle that we can, you know, we got this loophole thing. No, this is how it lays out. This is why we're doing it. It's not a tactic. Then the response to that was state the local black and white, then back up with federal plan of action noted. Okay, so that's, I appreciate that because that lets me know you're back into the steps, but what caused me to think about talking to you right now was anybody listening and into this is that it's not just an action plan. You have to understand the basis for why that action plan exists. And so when you're talking about public health authority, it's strictly in, it's exclusively, I should say, in the health laws of the legislatures made for everyone else to follow. And we're now in a time when no one says they have any duty to any of that. And so we have a big problem when you get people, the criminals are blatant to come out. But so it's not a tactic. This is the hierarchy of how limited government is supposed to function. And when you, again, this, if I can relate this to the bill, when your bill was in excess of what you thought you owed, there's a communication process, a record you begin in order to either get that extinguished, removed, whatever you want to call, or you learn how you were liable. And then now you start seeing a better day. You start seeing a clearer path. So, again, it's not a tactic, what I suggest. This is not a loophole. This is not a silver bullet. This is simply building your authorities the way this limited government was established, and we're living in an unlimited government. That's just treason, as far as I can tell, if we can get the people to understand that. Like I said, a principled people would be calling this, what's been going on to everybody, treason. And it wouldn't be just a label. It would be like I suggest, you go through your administrative record and you line out the black and white on how it wasn't supposed to be that way, and then you press them for either show cause how you have another answer, some other authority I've missed, or else we have a different type of liability going on. And anyway, so a lot of people will dismiss all that, but this is not a tactic. There are tactics. In fact, I brought up one later in the discussion of something else, but you're doing it for force and you're trying to psychologically, there's a tactic of the next step in this and the bringing up of the record is to establish under federal law, there is a requirement for public officials when they're told of a crime to go to someone that can to address that crime. That's that statute I tell you is 18 U.S.C. 4 and 3. It's backwards compared to what it does. 3 is misprison. An official who doesn't is now in prison, misprison of the same felony, and you bring them as felonies. So that's showing why you do that. That's a tactic. That's to show you in the local state may be doing things you think you can get away with under the local judicial corruption. You're going to may have to, here's the elements that show you may have to face a foreign oversight. And that's, I know it doesn't sound like much, but they don't know if that oversight's going to capitulate. They may actually, as you see, some judges will actually do what's supposed to be done. Maybe not 100%, but they do it enough that we can tell. My mind is referring to the judge that didn't explain that the state law required some certain things, but spoke to the end result that was missing, that the state was complaining in somebody doing something, but the judge found the state hadn't complied. It did not have in their evidence the two end results that the law, complying with the law, would have handed them. And so unless you know how to read through that, you may miss it, but the judge was speaking there in the right way. Now, it didn't expose the fraud, because everyone's speaking that the COVID-19 is something, and it's not a fraud, and so we missed that whole point. But I'm not here to split that hair. I'm saying you're responding not as a tactic, but the supposed to be the limited form of government that was sent down that these officials were liable to by what? Their oath. I use their oath as the leash for them. I go find it. I get a copy of it. That's a title. It's a promise, and it's still only a pledge, but it's maybe the best tangibility that we have. I don't say that, I don't argue anymore that they have a fault in their oath. I just say, no, they took the oath, or they have the employment. That's the contract, which links them to this limited form, which is dictated and mandated by the legislature. You didn't follow it. Now I'm being dinged for X amount of dollars for no good reason, and either get rid of that and exonerate me from that myself, because I don't know about anybody else, or you are just being a criminal, and we're going to have to move on to the next step. So anyway, that I hope that's a little bit of clarity there. I don't offer tactics necessarily. Unless they are really more of a psychological thing, but you don't do that until you've set up the body of work and record like I was suggesting for COVID to get it more focused on something. You had one duty. In other words, your public health official had one duty. That was to properly execute this one statute, which may have had a number of parts. You had one job and you failed it. And then you came after me and charged me, dinged me for some value against my rights or abilities or interfered with my life somehow you had no right to do. You called me asymptomatic as if I'm some infectious agent. You didn't even determine that, but you called me that. That's another defamation. You don't have the right to do this with any of this government. So you make a record of your objection to that. And because of the where it's gone, because everybody now is mentally just incapable, it seems. Some of us that may look at and have a different attitude are fighting a resistance of insanity. And I see you're not going to win that war. You've still got to come with an objective basis. So why? Because it's hope and change. And I'll get to my first tab. I hope you understand now. I'm not offering loopholes. I'm not offering the tactics. On the upfront, you may use it for psychological purpose once you establish your case, but that might be considered a tactic, but that's not really a tactic of just like send it out there and hope they go for it. This is a notice of their liability to something, another black and white thing that's out there that's supposed to. And this is why I get a lot of people don't want to you want to give me a little bit of feedback here. It's supposed to. That's right. And it's not. That's our problem. And we're not pressing past the fact that it's supposed to and it's not. And so we live underneath this tyranny, as I told you, what's going to come on us, and it's not going to stop. And anyway, getting over here to hope and change. And we're watching this whole thing. You watch how the dynamic flips. You watch how everything goes on. It keeps things all topsy-turvy because a lot of people aren't stepping in to say no and just putting their foot down finally. So I'm not going to pay that bill. And this is why. And it's not about something I do. It's something you shouldn't have done. And make that record. Simple letters can start to build that. I think everybody should understand, you get a bill that you're not going to pay, it was wrongly charged to you, that you would write that letter and you would stop that. And I'm asking you to do that with things that look a little more technical called COVID-19. Maybe the traffic ticket you weren't supposed to get. Maybe the taxes you weren't supposed to be paid. Not because you say so, because you can show the black and white didn't allow it. What's the black and white? It's those laws, those codes, those policies. And more importantly, for the things I talk about, where I came from to understand a little bit more of the substance, the world apart from the tertiary government that was created and established, the production showed me because there's a lot of talk about, what do you call yourself? And they have resident. You'll see resident. You're a resident. Well, that's a federal resident. People don't understand that, but you're not going to get that system to readily recognize that. And I found that out over a decade ago, a long time, maybe 20 years ago now. And I realized then that you can't just say you're not something. You can't even declare just what you are. You have to produce a fact that you're something they can't touch. And this is where I came under the word grantee. Being a grantee, I don't have to worry about all that other status stuff. And yet I can find this. I can find the black and white that's not supposed to touch that status. So I don't get bogged down in the word citizen or person and resident and all that. Yes, it's all there. And yes, that's why I want to think about it, because it's all taint. It's all corruption that they pull you in. It's not innocence. That's the main thing I think about. It's not innocence. They pull you into an obligation and duty by the name. And so you have to state a name, a thing that's outside of the jurisdictions that can come after you. And one of them for COVID is being healthy. They have no jurisdiction over the healthy. And you're watching the government, now we'll get to this, they're watching the government change. So they take away the virtue signaling, but now they're going to cause a question. How are they going to identify all these people now? U.S. officials hope new mask advice drives uptick in COVID shots. Hope and change. Hope new mask advice drives uptick in COVID shots. So this is always what they want. They want to validate, and it doesn't matter how many people they kill to do it, they want to validate these mRNA, these experimental bioweapons. That's the only thing I can figure them out to be anymore. Notwithstanding whatever they say, and I don't know, I don't trust any of them anymore, I've been on the record on how we can show that ever left and right, but so now we're changing our strategies of the federal government. This what caught my mind was that the statement by the CDC that said, what we're really doing is empowering individuals to make decisions about their own health. That when I heard that, I said, I got to go get that story. It goes on. This whole thing is kind of interesting to look through. But what we're doing, says the CDC. Director, Rochelle Walensky. So you know that these people have licensed to do harm through HARMA as well. All right? They are given license to say this stuff. But what she says, what we're really doing is empowering individuals to make decisions about their own health. Now, don't you think that if they were really empowering individuals to make decisions about their own health, they wouldn't be imposing an experimental pharmaceutical poison? There it is, the word poison. You see how I use all this stuff? I had to think about that, too. Why? I had to go through my mind, literally. You start hearing me pause. I'm looking, as I tell you, I'm thinking, can I support all this? I couldn't support the word poison until the Western Australia order came up. So you heard me hesitate there. I'm trying to make sure I tell you things that you can go search and find the answers to. And so, I'm always thinking, can I prove what I'm saying? This is one of the main things you need to be thinking. But they are saying, a doctor is saying, that they are trying to empower you to make your own decision, because they're going to do some coercive measure to try to engage you, to induce you to get a poison. You do it to yourself. And negate all the protections in the black and white. I tell you to go find that you can just put in your little folder and say, wait a minute, there's a whole lot here. Like what? What was said in the chat room? Brilliant. It says it right there, informed consent, right? Wow, did you know that? You really do have informed consent. We have another thing coming up. It's experimental. It can't be imposed. But it is. So you're watching crime happen, and no official, no attorney general, the general occupier, the general of the occupier over the so-called law, and the solicitors that are supposed to be the law officers of the government, none have risen up to stop the fraud against you, to stop the destruction of your republic, if you will. Just allow me to go there, and that, you know, understanding advisedly that there's republics all over the world and they're not so nice. I'm trying to find the one in the United States of America that did do some things. And when it comes to your rights, it has nothing to do with that government. I hope you understand that. That's the other thing, people. But limited government. No, it's supposed to be limited to do certain things. It's not supposed to, that's the limit, it's not supposed to encroach to you and interfere with you like they're doing. So here we have, we're empowering. They get, look how exalted they put, how beneficial, how magnanimous these folks are to empower you to make decisions on your own health. Do you think they would disclose, if they wanted to empower you, they would disclose alternatives, they would disclose what's going on if they wanted to empower you? All right, so you are being empowered to make the decision they want you to make. Then we go on, it says, if you are vaccinated, here's the condition. We're empowering you to do your decision, but this is what the standard is. If you are vaccinated and you are making the decision to take off your mask, you are safe. If you are unvaccinated, then you've made the decision to take that risk. And on the surface, I say, hallelujah. That's right. Leave us alone. But are you safe when you take off your mask after you've gotten this poison that was never disclosed to you fully? And I don't think it can. I was thinking about that. I was watering the garden right before the broadcast. Got to make sure I throw some water on that thing. Today's a long day for me. I don't get out there until dark. And I'm thinking, you know, they're not even if they tell you, they talk to you, they're not disclosing at all. Anyway, that's for you to decide. You want to empower yourself? Stay far away from these people. But this is how they come in, and they tell you that they're empowering you. And they're going to give you how you're going to respond. If you're vaccinated, you get to not wear your mask. And those that are unvaccinated have made that decision to take risks. But that wasn't even enough, because then we get the story that's coming through, that experts are divided on the new CDC mask guidance. And here's what they're saying. Experts, slow drips under pressure, that you find out none of them really know what they're doing. They're just there to on the dole. They're just there to do their agendas. They say the new mask guidance that came with this statement of the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention this week has divided and fueled a new debate. Okay, right off that, the sentence goes on and on. New debate, yes, because they're going to keep a fork in the road at all points, but it's going to be, remember, the wrong fork. You can choose either side of that bait, you'll be a debate, and you will still be wrong, but you will still be one step closer to what they want you to do. Whether your mind is settled in the fact it's dangerous for you, or in your mind is settled that everything's okay once you've taken the vaccine. You won't see the discussion be that you're quite okay as an asymptomatic and likely you actually probably got every bit of the immune system that you need that could never be provided by an injection and will be taken away when you get that injection, and then reprogramming you on top of that. So immediately that this guideline comes out, the question, the thesis, antithesis, that type idea, comes to the news. Right? But it's the wrong point. And what they get you to focus in on, those are the choices. That's what you have to do. And then they come out with the carrot and the stick. Then they come out with the stick. Apparently, comes from the top, if you will. The stinking abyss has a top, I guess. Biden, the new rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. So while the CDC says we're empowering an individual to make decisions on their own health, it doesn't include deciding to take that mask off. And if you're unvaccinated, then you've made the decision to take that risk, and you will wear that mask if you believe Biden has any authority over your local authorities to talk to you as someone without symptoms, without any, without a medical report saying you are a potential infectious agent that the public official has to determine is an infectious principal, and then create a plan for its mitigation to the public, which can include quarantine, up to quarantine. The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. What jurisdiction and authority does he have to even say that? But this is telling you, though, this is where it's coming from the top, if you will. These people that are system people, it's coming from the top. And so the joke, part of this joke is, how are they going to know whether you've been absent the contact list, absent the track and trace, absent the cards and the passports that they're still pushing, they will be pushing here. How are they really supposed to tell if you're all not wearing the mask? No, they say wear the mask. That's another fork in the road. Both forks are not the right statement, because we know, even if you go, if we didn't know anything else and we looked at a N95 3M mask, a box, it says that these will not stop virus. He's not telling us what we should wear, and he's not telling us that face coverings are useless at that point. No, this is the diktat. This is what you will be told, is it, from a tyrant. And so that sets up a dynamic in people, I've been telling you, is going to be the hardest thing for people to deal with other people with. Now it is, we might get into tactics. How do you try to avoid all this nonsense? Now, given this new rule, though, businesses are kind of backing off. But it's still with the idea to promote the to get the experimental poison. Okay, so understand that the things they offer are never the answer. You have to step back and not be engaged with that. Find your own way to delineate who you are, where you are, and what you're about, and where the limit of that government actually is. See, it's only limited. If it's not limited for you, you're not limiting it. And this is what I've been trying to tell you. If your bill is too extensive in a way you weren't obligated, you would naturally limit it. You would go in and attack that. It's an excess to what you were supposed to do. But because it's an obscure, intangible right that's being violated, all of a sudden we kind of go dumb on what that's about. I say put any interference at all, put a value on that for yourself and consider that a bill from the government that they just sent you. Would you got that? If that came on your tax bill, which they actually should do this, if that came on your tax bill, would you complain about it? Would you actually jump in and write a letter in objection to that? And then make them prove how they have the right? There's a whole mechanism for that. Those of you that have property taxes, there's a whole mechanism for that. It's like the administrative due process that I'm asking you to do in another way. So, the rule is simple now. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. How are they going to know? But you see now the people that are virtue signaling won't have that shield to now do that with their mask. They're also doing a problem because as a shedder, as I told you, we do have a problem. These people are shedders. And I'm going to hope that Mother Nature, how we're created, our immune systems, are tough enough that we can adapt. And I think, I've told you this a long time ago, as long as it's not injected, our body has a chance to defeat it because it has to come in normal channels. And our body, once it gets a signal from the external to the internal, which would be through mucous membranes, it gets a taste of that. It has a much better, almost probably, I would, and I'm hoping so, except for maybe a few people when their immune systems are really compromised that may not be able to do this. It just taxes them too much. That most all of our immune systems, when we're accosted from the outside by a shedder, our body will get a taste of what that is and properly respond. By not responding at all is the whole point. See, the problem comes when your body over-responds. And that's what the theory of vaccines was to do, so your body would not respond. But this thing gives you those symptoms. And so, the mask is irrelevant here to do anything. I say, watch out. Forget that mask stuff. You're going to have to keep your distance until we, those of us that are asymptomatic, can figure out, are we at risk due to this jab-demic that they're promoting and trying to get? Understand, they also have nowhere near the numbers they need to make it work, allow it to work, if the theory was right. And so you're looking, the wheels are falling off of this as well. And again, they're taking the temperature of the natives, and the natives are really getting restless, really getting restless. So stores and states are dropping the mask mandates in the wake of the CDC's updated guidance, notwithstanding the experts. And I told you this is a big disconnect, because if you look at what the state laws are supposed to do, you'll find that every one of these states has always been in violation of its own laws, and no one said that. And that's even though I have a little soft spot in my heart for, I think, what is it, North Dakota governor or South Dakota? Naomi is her name. She came straight out and said, no, we're not going to do any of that. But she still agreed to that. She still agreed that it didn't call out the fraud, did she? And so every state in the United States of America went off the deep end. And that's what they should have done. But no, they now still deal with mitigation of the fraud. It's all still fraud. The stores drop states' masks. So some states and stores on Friday said that they were largely dropping their mask requirements after the top U.S. health agency advised that people fully vaccinated against the virus that causes COVID-19 could stop donning face coverings. I'm not saying as a license that if you haven't listened behind the woodshed and you've been timid, I'm not saying use this as your license, because we still have a lot of people that are, well, you're going to find out. We're going to get into the stupid human tricks coming up here section. You're dealing with a whole lot of those people. You still have to do, I think, what I've been saying in your avoidances and preparing for whatever may come your way when people have been so programmed to accept this. Not making any limitation whatsoever. Buying in wholeheartedly, mind, body, and spirit. These are the dangerous people. Again, avoidance is the best thing. Just walk away if you can. Interpose somebody. Then, if not, have your stuff ready to go, as I've suggested for you to do. Because this thing is not gone. It's not gone away. They've only got, so they tell us, great numbers of vaccinated people. I don't really believe all that. But nevertheless, give them their due if they want. They still have a whole lot more than half the population has to step up yet. And so this is going to be a longer term. The governors of at least 10 states, 10, okay. Obama says there's 57. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what he was talking about. Yeah, we all laughed, but he was telling you the truth. Reduced now to states to districts, and now you're going to see a little bit different country. 10 of those states and officials at a slew of retail giants like Walmart. Remember, Walmart was already sitting at the table to impose this. So they're going to be a major broker for the vaccines. What they're going to do is stop the pressure that they're finding out. The wheels are coming off the mask thing, and so they're going to get rid of it so it's out of your memory. And they're going to continue to push this thing. Remember, the potential to make these emergency vaccines new normal is right on the horizon. They're moving toward that. It doesn't matter. We'll get all these tabs. I'll get them up when I get down there on my tabs here. It doesn't matter that 40, more, almost 5,000 people have died. It doesn't matter that prior vaccines that only had 15 die, they were pulled. It doesn't matter that the 4,000, over 4,000, almost 5,000 people that have died surpassed 21 years of VAERS. This is the new paradigm. This is the new United States government promoting commerce. The new way to go. When they went out, like I told you, in 2008, 2009, when they went to monetize toxic debt, when they made fraud money, as money, watch out. We're in some real trouble. And no one really seems to pay attention to how this works out. On top of a lot of other things that are moving, just normal, you know, like economy, finances, and fiscal things, and things like that destroy you over time. Like Walmart announced, it no longer require face masks. Be careful. Maybe the chain might, but the employees may be still kind of resistant. And they go through a litany of states. I won't even read anymore. You can see the list of states who all have their adjustments going on. They all, look, they're still saying, oh, we are still in control. There's just this mitigation measure can be lifted because there's a different mitigation measure that you are allowed, that you can avail yourself of. So understand, this is not mandatory either. This is a snake oil sales pitch, okay? And they're going to push it, and they're going to continue to push it. They didn't say, no one has said that COVID's been a fraud. No, they haven't even stopped that and said, okay, it's really done. See, it just keeps pressing. Ohio governor launches, again, then the plunder. And these are your toys to these people. Your needs are toys to these people. They're exploitable. They use this stuff to pit you against others, you against yourself, actually, when you understand, maybe, as I say here, what Lotto does. Ohio governor launches multi-million dollar vax Lotto to coerce desperate poor people into getting shots. Getting shot. You know, just travel down the road and anger some officer. You get a shot. This is not unique. Anyway, they're going to go after, use Lotto money now. And they're going to take those Lotto funds that were supposed to be used to help people, particularly the poor in this case. This is the scandal, another scandal. Particularly the poor. And they're going to place everybody against each other unless to get that vaccine to be put in the Lotto to win that $1 million prize every week. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, DeWiner, is exploiting poor people's despair to coerce them into taking Big Pharma's experimental mRNA therapy. DeWine is poison. DeWine, biomedical warfare. It's bio-malware. DeWine announced Wednesday that he's going to raid Ohio's federal COVID relief funds to carry out a multi-million dollar Lotto giveaway for adults who get vaxxed. Remember, the states, the counties are all on the federal dole bribe. And this is what it's all about, to get those dollars, to have access to those daughters of this demon, the dollars. This also I would say it this way. It wouldn't surprise me to find all these dollars are in a fund somewhere gaining more work and interest in the market system. That came to me as I heard the market keeps rising and stuff. This is maybe the influx of this money going in to make more money from these accounts. And then they use this uptick to go, what their object is, to get you vaccinated. So this is just a big money swindle in order to get that accomplished. This is the cost of doing business. And they're getting all these officials in the states to do so. It's all a fraud. But now they're going to turn to the Lotto, the lottery. And so I go on and on, talk about it. There's there's comments, if it's not illegal, it should be, that kind of thing. Well, it is all illegal because it's all coming from fraud. It's a big federal take, a bribe, and it's being foisted upon you to advance commerce at some level, if I could reduce it all down to that, as a jurisdictional authority of Congress and the federal government and the president is why you hear him speaking. Now, there's been... Okay, so as this goes on, you have these people being taken advantage of, the poor here, and lotteries are just a plunder on poor people as well. Middle class is in there, but see, it's all being dragged into the abyss, the financial abyss anyway. So it's a bigger pool of destruction going on. But they're willing to make a game out of benefits that you need in order to coerce or induce you into taking a chance at being one of the people a week that has your life problem solved. And guess what? A little clue here. Those people likely won't have their life problem solved with a lot of money. I don't know how many people I've read about who get a lot of money and within just a few short years, they're actually in worse condition. I don't know how you can be in worse condition, but they figure out how to do that. So again, this is all preying upon our fallen nature, our lack of awareness, our ignorance, our lack of temperance, I suppose. Anyway, but these people are willing to exploit you. These are someone in a political office that's supposed to serve the people under a limited constitution who is willing to exploit people. It's not bashful at all. And so the press is on all sectors. One thing that just came through here was the Merriam-Webster's now expands the definition of anti-vaxxer. Since the government's promoting vaccination, Merriam-Webster comes in to talk about what redefine what an anti-vaxxer is to include those who oppose forced jabs. And it's interesting because across the board now, across any political spectrum, lots of people are saying, well, now, today, as of today, I'm an anti-vaxxer. But this is what Merriam-Webster has been doing. I've never been too, again, Merriam-Webster is an authority. The 28 dictionary is an authority in your states where statute doesn't define the term. The Merriam-Webster of today is this mandala effect where they can change it over time. And now they're coming on the political side of defining terms, which I think may have been forever. Because I've not been a fan when you see, it's like all these dictionaries. If you track dictionaries, and I know that's maybe a dry subject for most people, but when you're dealing with words all the time, and you're dealing in jurisdictions, you have to understand what a foreign nation's going to, how they speak. When you go to a foreign country, you got to speak their language. You want to know how they speak. That's what dictionaries do for us. When you find so-called legal or law dictionaries changing from edition to edition, and for those some of us who have done it and watched over the years, and we have tracked this, you see how they adjust each dictionary from version to version. You can watch a trend, and you can watch, let's say, in the Black's Dictionary, which lots of people refer to, even the courts. You watch how it's moved slowly and incrementally over into contract law, strictly into contract determinations. The older decisions that were not all that have been removed. And so this is why it's important to have a comprehensive understanding. You watch legal moving society ever so slowly and ever so persistently into a thing. Now, when you see that, you can actually anticipate that. And that's why I say learn what you can, see what you can see. Take what I say as a lead to go understand that for yourself. There's so much to say, actually. And so the Merriam-Webster comes out and wants to add that anti-vaxxer is one who opposed to forced jabs. I'm not going to get into the discussion. This is just another media that's used to control your mind or the mind of others. And at some point, the other definitions fall away, and they only use these. And so be very careful on what you rely on, what you think you're supporting today, because that it's a sand dune that can wash away at the mere suggestion of someone without any other test. So you're likely an anti-vaxxer if you don't believe in the government being able to force vaccinations. Well, that's not even American, if you will. Nothing is supposed to be forced. Even under emergencies, there has to be the demonstrable exigence, isn't there? That's not really force. That's response when it's done properly. And then even then, if you look, Spirit Lake came to mind just then, flashed in my mind. Truman, was it? Harry Truman lived there, Mount St. Helens. He enjoyed every bit of his rights to stay right there, notwithstanding an emergency evacuation order. That's limited government. Not, I don't judge against him. He decided to do that. Old guy, he decided he's going to live and die right there in that spot. The government was limited. They couldn't get him off. When he decided, no. And I don't know why that showed up, but this is what now, you are not in a capacity to say no. You're not even in a capacity to have a reason why you said no. And you have no capacity to say no in the face of fraud. If you listen to Merriam-Webster, for me, they pretty much, if I didn't shove them back far enough any further, they've lost complete credibility for me relative to what I would think the product they have to offer. And it would be great to see 200 million Americans say the same thing and just have them disappear off the face of the earth. There's so much wrong. It's not about the anti-vaxxer having a definition, although that is a political thing on its face, to come out where you're politically consistent with a regime imposing fraud and coercion and not putting that in the definition is not a company that you can rely on for definitions. It's what you see is used against you. And why I've been so critical of people, when you get into a subject matter, be very careful to stay within, if you're making a distinction between you and they, stay very clearly within your subject matter terminology. Do not allow yourself to use the terminology of the other side, which is trying to persuade you. This can be very difficult sometimes. The only example I have I can tell you that's really clear is when you have a black and white that says you have a property, exclusive possession and enjoyment of a property that's been determined by something you've done, or even the government has done, like in a patent. But that's what that means. And that puts you in a different class and status. You're not a government property. You're not a government entity. You're not amenable to government regulation in that capacity. Exclusive possession and enjoyment is exactly that. And so when I see black and white words that say that, then I realize that I hold against the whole world underneath a system of law. And as soon as I don't, then you realize you're not under a system of law. That's a different question. It's not a question. It's a different condition. And so here we have what has been renowned. It's actually held the company's product since 1828 that I know of in some states. They declare this to be the Merriam-Webster's 1828 to be the book that they go to for terms, that words that are not defined by statute, which is the first authority. In other words, if the statute says that green is red, then for that purpose in the statute, green is red. When there's a question as to whether green, it's left open whether it's green or red, they go turn to something like the public Merriam-Webster's. And this all has to do with common knowledge of things. But moving on. So now Merriam-Webster's is now shown to be a political media that's conducive to promote government positions, if you didn't know that before. Okay, so I mean, some of this, like I said, I talk to people that already know this stuff. You don't want to hear. You're probably not even listening. And I'm speaking to nobody in that regard, but this is, I don't talk about this just to say, oh yeah, see here, we knew this, or no, we never should have taken care, you know, that was, there's nothing reliable there. This is what they, those other people are using. And so I advance this to see, they're going to start using name calling. And you're going to have to think a bit about how that's, well, it's certainly not right, but how that comes and how you can respond to that. And a lot of this, some of this will be just to avoid the term and then use the unsupported statement to shut down the other side's credibility. And so moving that into the statements that are made, got a link to doctors testify before Texas State Senate to oppose mandatory COVID shots. It's 45 minutes of very, if you don't listen to committee hearings, then it's going to be very dry for you, but it's very important to listen to this. 45 minutes where it's a senator advancing a bill in the state of Texas that is to not allow people to suffer penalty for not getting the vaccination. This video is important because they have three doctors step up to explain a bit about what the condition that's not being recognized about these injections and the treatment of children is. The last doctor in particular, I wasn't necessarily impressed with her testimony, but what she's concerned about and what she brings out is very important to hear. That the abuse to your sons and daughters in school is, I don't even know, it's way beyond because, as she'll tell you, I've never heard this before, the little ones, all the sons and daughters you have that are underneath teenagers or so, they're really a buffer group of people. They're not interacting with this so-called thing that they think they can test for. And I always have hesitation on all that. None of these doctors will condemn the COVID is not real. And so you can be careful on that. But this is very important to hear if you're a woman with a father with sons and daughters in school or whatever. You may want to listen to the last doctor. The first doctor is the doctor the rest of the doctors relate back to in part on some things that he sets up for us. And so this is them supporting this Mr. Hall, for not allowing penalties to come upon people for experimental vaccines. And again, you would think that that shouldn't even be a thought, but this is actually has to be. I told you a long time ago, you want to be protected, you better now make a law that protects you, because if it's not, these people are just, these criminals, these psychopaths would just take advantage. And so this becomes an important video to watch. The information it's what it's been, you know, there's nothing new behind the woodshed here. Maybe that little bit that said, at least as an expression, that sub-teens weren't ever supposed to be tested, have not been tested for this, are being subjected, they're being abused, but they're actually 99.997% likely not to have anything happen to them over the so-called COVID. That's if I give it credit, because part of me says it doesn't exist. And so that's why they don't have it. I hope I kind of rattled your brain a little bit there. See, this is all still an illusion. This is the other thing. You're having to make law to protect you against illusions. And how do I believe that? Because there's no proof of any of it. In fact, we're going to get down the road. They're still trying to, at the same time they're coming up with all this, oh, we might be able to unmask you, but as long as you get the vaccine, they're still not trying at the same time drum up where the origins are, which has been officially stated to not be known. Why? Because they want to keep this thing, they want to keep this thing viable without any support or proof of its existence whatsoever. And they tell enough, long enough story, and then they get you to, again, a fork, two wrong forks is still going to get you to the wrong path. You're not going to get to your destination. So you should learn not to take either fork to start with. Identify those are not the forks of the road you want to travel. Just don't go down them. Here, so this video is pretty interesting. For those of you, to me, for mothers and fathers with kids in school here, the little goats in school, the last doctor really lines up how they're not supposed to be involved, and they are. That they are, that there has to be a bill to protect everybody. It tells you we're in a serious way. I commend maybe the effort, but no one's saying that this is a fraud. They're all agreeing, and they have to make this legislation against illusion. And you'll also hear the doctors talk about, as I mentioned earlier, that there's over 4,000. This one last doctor says, when we had, as a nation, had a vaccine that produced as few as 15 deaths, they pulled them. This poison has killed, VAERS documented poison, harmful, Harma, has killed 4,434 people. And it's still not pulled. It's still experimental. In fact, those companies are moving to get it authorized, which shows you this is a more diabolical thing than I think anybody is really willing to look at, as I've been talking all this time. And so you see a little bit of taste of what they should be doing in these doctors, who explain everything really well, except one doctor does one thing, the first one, which is a lot of good information, but then he resorts to something. And I don't know if that's a tactic because of the mindset of who he's dealing with these senators, which you can see one of the psychopaths' mindset. I want proof of this and I want proof of that. Not looking at the proof of the fraud first. Wants proof of all the fallout. It doesn't sound like he wants to see proof, like he's looking for evidence, but he's not looking for the right evidence to me, as I witnessed his response later in the video. She explains that all this stuff is coming down to hurt us, and that maybe you need to pay attention to this part, because they don't care to harm you. They just have no thought, no scruple. And there hasn't yet been anybody that wants to bring forward what I've been suggesting should, except one more official point, which was in a court case. And we were able to extract out of that how the Bar Association does exactly what we thought it would do. And we got admissions that had to come because of the truth of what we're talking about here. That this, also what didn't make that tape, or the testimony from the doctors, but going on to what the doctor advised in a second here, they didn't bring up the fact that, and it came up in a Twitter, that thank you very much for the Twitter notice, through Jules, which I was happy to see she's still posting. I don't get on the Twitter much at all. In fact, I didn't even post this last week. But federal law prohibits employers and others from requiring vaccination with a COVID-19 vaccine distributed under an EUA, an emergency authorization. And this story pops up now, and I think it was done in February. And so to kind of give people the idea that this should not be, that you may have an avoidance here. Now, that did not make it before that committee in Texas. Now, Texas is a little bit on the front end of this, so you may want to pay attention to that. In other states, pay attention to what Texas is doing. Having this bill come forward at all is important. Notwithstanding my view of some of it, they have some evidence there. They have some facts there that were done in a Senate in a governmental capacity. You might be able to grab all that and put that into a state near you. But this statement that says that federal law prohibits employers from requiring vaccination is true, too, as long as it's an emergency condition. And so this is another avoidance, although some of you, remember right now a few months back, some of you got involved with this, getting fired for not doing, you know, for not wearing masks and this and that. I tried to get some of you to do a little bit better, and that doesn't seem to want to follow. There's no follow through on that, so I don't know what more to say there, but this is what we're speaking to. There was not supposed to be a ramification. It's under federal law not to happen. The senator in Texas is trying to make the same law that you don't lose your job or something because you don't get the vaccine from a private employer, that they can't do that. Why that has to be a legislation, you should take close notice about why. That it has to is a problem. Notwithstanding federal law, that still has to exist. But here was one thing that you could use, and I wanted to bring it to you. Those that are interested, find the federal law. They talk a little bit about it in this article. But I want to make you caution that if this removes itself from an emergency and then gets authorized, the question then is, can they then make it mandatory? This now gets us back to, was there full disclosure? And so there's a whole, you better understand how this works out, or you're walking into a future where they still have the control because they never outed the fraud, and what I've been trying to get people to do right up front. So we have a little bit of a thought respite that there shouldn't be a ramification. Doesn't stop anybody from harming you. And if you're flat foot on how this happens to you as in your work, they're going to get time and distance on you, and then they bring their sharks in, their attorney sharks in the state has standing because the judiciary has backed off and no one's called out that the determination made by the executive officer was fraud. And I don't know what to do about that. I mean, I can only suggest quite a few things, but it sounds like it's so much dust in the breeze if no one else will come forward to do much of anything with it. So getting back to the thing I didn't really like about the doctor's testimony, the beginning doctor in this Texas state, and this may have been a tactic, so I don't want to make it sound like I'm really judgmental here, but it was a bit startling to listen that he offers, instead of hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, he offers another drug, which is another pharmaceutical, as an alternative treatment that's not considered, to try and sell the idea that there's alternative treatments, like we heard all the doctors before offer, that there is alternative treatments that are not being tried, that can be tried, that are successful, in order to make it so you don't have to penalize people for not getting an injection. It's really not a direct way to get to the fraud, is it? No, it's a roundabout. So that drug is budesonide. It's an asthma inhaler-type drug. I think it may be in pill form, too. So he mentions that. And thank you to the emailer that brought this to my attention. And no, not anybody else thought this was that important. And it was fairly important. This video and what this doctor says and what he offers. And I'm not sure what to think about. Is this a tactic, or is this selling of pharmaceuticals again? Which, if you go look at the wiki, which I have a link for you to, about budesonide, it's fraught with problems, even though it helps. Then when you see what it does in the body, and you look, and this is how I kind of work, what are these drugs, these pharmaceuticals doing? What do they work in the body to do? When I see what they, if I can find the place that defines it, I go look and see what plants in the world do the same things? What plants work on the same systems? And you know, I've been pretty successful at tracking down stuff that's alternatives. No, it's not so concentrated. And yes, there's another learning curve, a learning curve on everything to use. But they pull a lot of this knowledge from nature, and then they synthesize it, right? They make it up. They pull from the world to repackage, remodulate what they see. Asthma drug budesonide shortens recovery time in non-hospitalized patients with COVID-19 was the study that the first doctor speaks about that's on record so that these state senators can feel comfortable. But there is things that we can do. He doesn't mention the others. He doesn't mention that you can build up your immune system. They do state, and it is in that text, and you need to really hear this too, the Texas people, the senators themselves, were all proud that they tested for antibodies against COVID-19. And they said in one of the doctors stated that with those antibodies, you're protected. That's it. We don't have to penalize people that are not getting the vaccine. And so you start listening to the totality of what they say and take notes, and you're going to see a picture stated to try and get a law, support for a law that says that because you don't take the injection, whatever this thing is, you can't be penalized by the loss of your job or any other encumbrance. And that should trouble you that we need a law that says that. But there it is. So the troubling thing to me was the pharmaceutical reliance and not on other things. Now, if that's I can see as a tactic. I can see that possibly that doctor knows the debate and didn't want to get into the hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin thing because it's a tainted psychological condition in the so-called lawmakers, the policymakers, remember. And so that as a tactic, not going there was important. What it did, though, is it promotes this other pharmaceutical that's not really as innocuous as those other two, but not as... Well, I think the other two don't have many, if any, side effects when taken properly at all. Hydroxychloroquine is used like decades and decades, since the 50s, remember, I reported on that. But budesonide has been what he states. You can go read about it, go look at what that does, and go see how it might have affected those people that have pulmonary-type problems. Again, it's not all and entirely a death sentence, is the point. And so you shouldn't, if it is true the CDC is empowering people to make a decision about their health, there should be no penalty whatsoever, right? That there continues to be an ongoing regulation and penalty is the first clue we still have a problem. Houston, Texas, everywhere else. And so at the same time all this is coming together and people are just starting now to respond in certain ways, and I think addressing the fraud straight up would solve it all, but a lot of people think we're going to keep protecting ourselves from the extent of mitigation measures indirectly. And you see, how many legislations now do you have to do to cover for all those harms on top of it? Up at the same time comes another promotion that the Chinese military discussed weaponizing COVID in 2015, quote, to cause enemies' medical system to collapse. I think this is a regurgitation of an old story, but it comes up at the same time as all of this other stuff. Again, we're pounding the urgency of this attack, of this thing that came from China, what the China virus or something. Okay, I've said they're going to offer a lot of forks in your road, and they're all going to be the bad decision. You got to learn to stay off the forks in the road and stay to the narrow path. And they go through a story, on and on story about this. It was hailed as a big exposure. It's actually regurgitation, trying to get everyone to believe that China was in 2015 was analyzing SARS-CoV-2, and that they understood that it could be used to trigger in order to say, well, they did the attack. In fact, you'll see the United States is still involved. Don't forget about all that. Really, what they're looking at is the 2003 version, which we know the CDC patented, and then it had the patent yanked from them. Then they came back and bullied, like Guidos, the organized criminals came back and threatened everybody who would try to use the 2003 thing that was the novel virus they created then to invent another pandemic, to invent another scare tactic. So if you look very carefully, go in with your thinking hat on and look at what they're talking about. In these stories is a story, but inside the story is revelations, if I can say so, confirmations of the deceit of how it's really not. You can blame the Chinese, but the United States was part and parcel to allowing it, to actually fomenting it. And they are on record to do, the government of the United States is on record of doing so. And so up at the same time, they're going to try and refocus the people's attention. I don't say people, the people that listen to me aren't going to be focused that way, but this is what you're up against, I guess I'm thinking. You're up against people who listen to this stuff, who actually think there's a China virus, that actually think that Chinese were plotting and planning. I get the feeling they were looking and said, what is the United States going to use this against us on? And they actually have a story part in here where Pompeo comes in. Well, if they're working to know how to defend their soldiers, then they know how to do it. Well, that's a truism statement. But when you understand the CDC invented it, maybe they're looking at both. Maybe they do have to defend themselves, and maybe now they realize it might be able to. But there's nothing here that actually shows that they can. Remember, SARS-CoV-2 has no test, and nowhere in this study says that they have a test to prove that they even knew about SARS-CoV-2. When you realize SARS-CoV-2 is fraud, and you put that word, coronavirus fraud, instead of SARS-CoV-2, you start realizing what you're actually looking at, and what I think Chinese military was looking at the same as well. Yes, the military is going to see what they can exploit with the new knowledge, but it wasn't like they weren't working hand in hand with everybody that's denying that they invented it. So be careful on what they start to push people into, and this is kind of beyond what most people on the street might even understand, but if you can synthesize this information and put it down in a simple little short sentence relative to the proof that doesn't exist to do this, and then relate quickly back to the, and they haven't found it here, actually. There's no first report that was required under the law. And that's kind of extends on, as I explained, how you move in if you're going to talk with an employer that still wants to put the masks in place, or any other mitigation measure like social distancing, which I think maybe is a good thing for us. Shedders, maybe they should stay away. Maybe you just want them away right now. Mask isn't going to help. Don't be deluded in that. Don't think that Biden means you any protection because you have to wear a mask. Remember, those are detrimental. They will reduce your immune system terribly. So Chinese now comes up, a regurgitation that they're trying to focus, that Chinese was causing this. They were plotting and planning. And when you look at, if you understand what, if you've heard, done any basic study on the origins of this, you realize these are all just players. They're the actors on the stage to continue this thing. They all have a vaccine in the mix that makes lots of money, if you will, whatever the fiat is, transfer of wealth to countries. If they didn't, you wouldn't see the war between U.S., Oxford, and China relative to the story I read last week, and vilifying everything that's not American or British made. And then what was interesting, okay, so this story, Chinese military discussed, at the very end has a link to another story, Bulletin of Atomic Scientists Opens Wuhan Virus Pandora's Box. This, I had to find, both these stories came from Zero Hedge, which I found I couldn't actually, they're changing their website. It's getting harder and harder to find ways to get at them for my browsers. They keep putting stuff behind little walls. I was able to get around somehow and get some more of these articles out, but that story, Bulletin of Atomic Scientists Opens Wuhan Virus Pandora's Box, is no longer on Zero Hedge. I had to get it through Philstock World, who had it printed out. And this is an extension of a much longer dissertation of what was going on. I want you to, you need to really read how they're doing, because this is a technique. This is a tactic. Trying to get you to believe in a story. They actually, when you get to the bottom, you see likelies and potentials happening. So there's no real settlement to this. This is feeding people with a narrative. And if you buy into any side of that argument, you're going to fail, because if given, there's no proof, it's different than what I'm saying. It's an illusion. If you buy into this story, you've lost. And here, if you buy into the story, then you can accept what someone so-called determined was a threat over the horizon, and you have to take that. Where if you don't, if you think in delusion, then you turn immediately to your communicable disease statute in your state and said, where did the official do this? Where did they fulfill this duty and obligation? Forget the story from China. Where did you fulfill your first duty? And then where was it on me? Where was my name on this report that you are coming against me and telling me to do anything? And telling me I have to wear a mask. What's your authority to say that? None. And we won't step up and say anything about it, but there's none. So this Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, I have a problem with this group. This is like an international group, wants to fearmonger everybody as well. But this story is missing from Zero Hedge after it was posted. And I find that fascinating a bit. Zero Hedge will promote the first one, but something happens to the second story, which is supposed to open the Pandora's box of problems. So now you think they've done it. They've opened up the entire panoply of problems. In fact, it's only one or two, maybe three avenues. Very short segues from your main path that are dead ends. And so when you, as I say, I read these things in the Blogcaster to get a more full understanding. I'm not promoting some of this. I'm presenting information that you need to put your thinking hat on. You need to apply. You need to get the sense of what's going on and watch underneath how these people work in order to deceive other people. I told you long, long time ago we're in that time of deception. It was, if you will, prophesied that it would happen. Whether this is that time, I'm not saying. But it's a time of all time, it seems. Deceit, it seems to be of all time. We're doing it to ourselves. It's in our nature, apparently. I've seen people take advantage of, you're using this COVID-19 as an excuse to be vile to most other people. Not everybody, but those that are. They just take it as a license. And the government doesn't stop it. No, they put more scrutiny on people that are innocent. They're putting more scrutiny on innocence. I say this again. Do you understand the depth of the problem here? You're supposed to be presumed innocent. Now they're attacking innocence. That ends, there's no limit to your sons and daughters as well then, your young ones. Why that other doctor became so important. I wasn't so impressed with what she said, but what she was saying was comprehensive to say that all of this body, these people, these young ones that were, so this is abuse what we're doing to them on any level, by any definition. And if you think you can, again, trust the United States government, I know that, I don't know why I have to keep saying this. I'm not speaking to you in the choir, but those of you in the choir, why aren't you responding? At any rate, I'm not talking that we agree. I'm saying this is what's out there. This is what's happening. The evidence is around us. The evidence that we could use no different than I showed you a long time ago that they attempted to do the whooping cough, how that, the PCR failed. That's evidence of how it works, how the government's willing to do it. A nice report came out from Phil Schneider saying, the U.S. has been through a vaccine rollout like this before. Here's what went wrong. The opening statement is in the mid-70s, the United States government launched a full-scale campaign of to vaccinate mass numbers of Americans against what was supposed to be the deadliest flu pandemic that never actually occurred. Sound familiar, folks? That never actually occurred. I've been saying this is an illusion. Even the choir can agree it's an illusion, but your rights have been curtailed, if not eliminated. And no one took the basic idea that that meant something as value, and I'm not going to let them tax me. I'm not going to let them bill me for, well, they didn't have a right to do so, and I'm going to respond. The government, United States government, has done this over and over. The pig's fly flu. How many, do I have to go through the lineage? The 2003 invented novel virus. This was in the 76, this is the 76 thing I think they're talking about here. You can read all about it, folks. Why? Because you inform yourself that the United States government is not to be trusted. And how? Not just to say it. How? You have short bullet points written down that you took and wrote on a notebook. How the government does this. That it does it. The methods it uses. Write down the short notes to keep them present. And then when somebody comes at you, And then again, tailored to their ability to receive. If they can't, avoid it. If they can, only so much as they can, you bring those bullet points out. Anyway, that's all. Everybody has to make that decision on how you do it. I could read these stories. I feel like I wish I could, but it would just take forever. You need to see yourself, spend the time, make the investment to educate yourself, start that learning curve, get yourself to the plateau you need to be so you can then walk without so much energy of learning, and you start applying step by step how this works, how the illusion is made, created, and who done it. And that they're called the government. Grimner said earlier, there's no, you know, it's an oxymoron, limited government. Yeah, that's our fault. You have a republic if you can keep it. And we didn't. I was actually shocked a long time ago. I heard the actual sentiment was, you have a republic that every 20 years, you're going to have to get rid of some folks because they're going to come and steal it from you. Every 20 years. How many 20 years have passed, folks, that we haven't done it once? And when we did do it back in Lincoln's time, we got the heck beat out of us. So, this has happened again and over again. The United States government uses it as a tool, as I told you, in Title 50. They talk about, you know, you eventually come into the dual use stuff. Again, just integrate that with, this is a military operation against its own people. It just looks civilized. They get you to do it. They threaten. The big gorilla comes running up, beats on their chest, and it makes a big sound, and you go, okay. Instead of saying, wait a minute, that gorilla is supposed to be in a cage. And who is the keeper? Well, that was you too. Keeper of the Republic. The keeper of peace. And I've got a wanton gorilla running around that was took an oath and it made a promise to not be the gorilla and not be wanton, and it broke out of its cage, and now I've got a problem. I got to deal with it. And it shouldn't be I. It should be all of us. So along with all this fraud comes interesting responses in people. I don't even know what to think about some of this. This is the stupid human pet trick type things, I think, segment of the Behind the Woodshed. A video came my way, and I find it interesting. People who got shots are now taking a neodymium magnet to their arm where they got the injection to find that the magnet magically sticks to their arm. Now, what's stated, and I want you to point out, this is a stupid human pet trick, so just take this with a grain of salt. But there is a dynamic, and so I don't want to get lost in this. It says here, ultimate compilation, COVID vaccine and magnet sticking to arms. And they show lots of people that have test one arm where the injection site is and it sticks, the neodymium magnet sticks, and on the other arm it doesn't. Now, the claim, as I heard, everyone's thinking that there is that's their chip. It's been injected and that's the chip. Well, if you look at how these chips are made, they're made with non-magnetic materials. They're copper, aluminum, gold, silver, phenolics, things like that, glass. And so I don't want us to get on the offside. However, if anybody who looks at this has a better study, I haven't had a chance to follow up. I have an idea and I'll tell it to you in a second. I'd like some more information about this, not because it's a chip, but what it might be doing in the body. Why? Because of the hydrogel condition. Now, what the hydrogel condition, which I will not give you a link to a study that was done because I couldn't qualify any of the study from a foreign country from the United States. And so I don't want to bring it out because it almost looks like a bit of a trap. However, they touch on some truth in these so-called studies done by certain organizations that are trying to tell you things. There's some truth that they'll say. So within what looks to be an overall deception, there's some truths being talked about. They do mention the hydrogel. Where did we hear that? Dr. Maydej was talking about that, the doctor in Idaho, as I presented here, that this injection creates structures, and these hydrogels are programmable hydrogels that create structures. The problem of this video of talk or in how that paper says it works is that the injection, relative to the injection, it takes they can start making structures, which reminded me of HARP, actually, if you look at this, the crystal structures. But the fact is, they said it happens in a couple minutes. Could not happen. It happens too fast to get where they say it would be doing unless it was for the swab tip, which is right at what they claim is the area for the pineal gland and the pituitary, which they say gives off in a magnetic field, which directs the hydrogel to create this structure. If they inject you with it, that structure has to be essentially made where the injection is. But it's also said in the swab article, which I will not have a link for, it said that it utilizes lithium. And now we get to the idea of lithium being a biasing agent in for, if you will, like a battery to use the chemistry of the body to bias this structure, which could communicate. And so it's not actually like the ID that we, you know, a physical rice-shaped thing that we're dealing with. However, it's also not magnetic. None of those materials are magnetic. If I could say they're non-ferrous. To have them do anything, you have to have a relative motion between a strong magnet, well, a magnetism and the non-ferrous material. You'll see this done where you take a copper tube, which is non-ferrous, and you take a neodymium magnet and you drop the magnet through the tube and it like defies gravity for a while. It slows down the magnet. If you throw it from, you know, if you just toss it down over the ground, it just drops at the speed of gravity. If you drop it through the copper tube, it slows it down. So we have eddy currents that are acting as lifting resistance to the magnetism. These magnets are very powerful. They're astonishingly powerful. And I think this becomes the parlor trick. My interest is, because it's partly a parlor trick, my other interest is to find out what do these vaccines might be doing. Now, without getting too more deep, because I really don't have the information, I want you all to know, before you get too lost in that kind of thing and go off on the deep end and say, until we can prove it, that there's actually, that's your chip. When we're dealing with a bunch of non-ferrous that you can only really feel if you moved it across and not just placed it on, remember, these magnets are so powerful, they literally can pull iron particles to them, which is what is inside your blood cells. And my thought is, before we get too offline until we can prove better, it is happening. There's a thing going on, but it's kind of a natural thing. It's not so high-tech that when they gave you the injection, your body started to flood the area with inflammation, with blood, to try and handle that. And what you might be seeing is these magnets are actually attracted to the iron in the blood cells, as a thought. And so, very interesting nonetheless. I'd like to see other injections now done to see that. But again, this video, the stupid human tricks, now people run around and put magnets on their arms and claim now they're chipped. If we kind of get lost in that, I guess we could. More importantly, we want to understand what those injections are doing to you, because they may be indicative of reproving the concepting of the hydrogel thing, what is actually going on, how it's actually causing problems. And in some regard, maybe, there might be some other indication on how those that have been vaccinated can clear themselves, can help detoxify, although there's other minerals that are possible for that, if you understand more about that and want to devote some of the time to do that. Once you find out, like a lot of people, I don't even understand it, how you go ahead and get the injection and then complain that a magnet sticks to your arm and then claim that you have been chipped, like that was a concern before, is a stupid human trick par excellence. Along the lines of toilet paper is so last year, more stupid human tricks in the news, another thing caught my eye. U.S. government urges public to stop hoarding gas in plastic bags. And I looked at that and I said, well, if they're going to allow me to get poison, why do I believe them about hoarding gas in plastic bags? At any rate, nonetheless, yes, people will actually hoard gasoline in plastic bags. Astonishing to me. I'm actually surprised there's not more accidents with gasoline. It's quite the substance. But this is you're living amongst people that will do this. And I have to say, part of this might be You see, the poor probably do this because they don't have the money for the container, because those have gotten so, those plastic containers have gotten so expensive that you can't afford that and get the gas too. Anyway, you are living in a place where people have only look at their object and don't look at anything, the risk between. And so the government will tell you to go get a poison, but apparently it feels kind of awkward about letting you get gasoline in a plastic bag. Same difference in my mind, but they don't like one, they'll like the other, they'll promote the other. But this is our problem. These are the same kind of insane people that you might be sitting or talking next to that comes up and decides that the object of their day is to do something like this. And you're sitting in a pump right next to it, minding your own business. And then her daughter or her son jumps out of the car's seat while she's doing this, or the father's doing this into a plastic bag. I don't know how they're doing this. They've actually seen some plastic bags that are in the trunk. How they sealed them, I don't know. Anyway, the youngster jumps out of the seat, slides across the seat, jumps out while she's filling her plastic bag. You're sitting in the pump next to it, and Junior touches Mama to talk, say, "Mama, Mama, I got something in the car, hurt me," and spark, and the whole thing goes up and ignites, and you're sitting there minding your own business and now engulfed in flame. It's the kind of nonsense we now have to pay attention to. And I say that only because with all this promotion of people going nuts and stabbing each other and shooting each other, you really do have to have another awareness going on in the world today. I don't necessarily see that, but the potential is there. Those of you that live in more densely populated places, that people are starting to act like this, they live among you and they breed. And we're watching, as I said, COVID's going to expose a whole lot about societies, and this is one of them. Stupid human pet tricks. I just find it fascinating what the government will agree to on one hand and don't on the other. So they'll inject you with the poison on one hand, but I guess it's not too profitable to have people blown up in flames as their plastic bag leaks or something trails into the store or whatever as they pay for it. And somebody walks in with a lit match lighting a cigarette. Now, what was all that caused by? All this, I wasn't even paying attention to it. That caught my eye. Someone would be using plastic bags to haul gasoline. What was that caused from? Purportedly, there was a pipeline shut off. If you haven't heard, you may have heard it. I don't really pay much attention. It surprised me. And then we go through what caused me to think about this is the military will warp speed efficiently, make sure that they can poison y'all, but they cannot do the mission they claimed when they were given all the funds to do cybersecurity in the world, that somebody hacked the gasoline transmission pipelines, apparently, of a company with ransomware. That the DOD did not, with all its promotion, could not at warp speed block it or refix it. Or we were even protected before, that they keep claiming that they need to do because of you being a domestic terrorist and you are going to attack the infrastructure. But this gasoline in bags was started because the DOD, under the self-importance, the self-declaration of protecting America, the United States, failed to stop a hack of a major infrastructure transportation pipeline. So this is what you see. People just do what they have to do. They get exploited. They will do what they have to do. It doesn't matter how stupid it is, how dangerous it might be. But it's caused by the government making promises it can't keep. DOD works to increase cybersecurity for U.S. allies, was a story that came to mind. I think now we should see, instead of them working for the allies, maybe they need to work for us. Maybe we need to stop having the DOD work at warp speed to poison the people. Or allow a foreign hacker to gain $5 million, we'll find out, to pay off ransomware, which made no sense to me at all. Last days as well. If we come up with a promotion, Defense Department, DOD works to increase cybersecurity for U.S. allies. I think they need to relook at their priorities, don't you? Not only did they cripple and threaten and cause problems and raise prices on the people of the country, they actually allowed, caused people to try in their desperation to make Molotov cocktails out of themselves while promoting that they're protecting you somehow. I think this is way beyond mission creep. That this is complete mission failure. You can download the latest DoD cybersecurity chart as well. Very interesting. Very, very complicated chart of listing after listing after listing. And on there is like five things for infrastructure. I think they need to revisit all of that. I think you're seeing a log promotion of the DoD working, supposedly working inside the states, failing terribly. Failing terribly. At keeping you safe, and yet at the same time not failing at doing things that threaten your life with injectable poisons. As I've said before, I said last week, where was the adjutant general to stop the fraud that they found as a story coming from China as an attack against you? If they're here to help you, if they're here to keep the republic, if they aren't an interloper and occupier themselves. And you get to this chart, and you can open it up. It's fascinating. I looked through some of it. What they all claim to have a control over. And then they claim to be looking at this over and over, and they claim to be using all this strategies to do these things. And you realize they have five they failed on. It is not a very good track record. Not a very good promotion. Not a very good proof that they're there to help any of us. And yet, because of the threat, that they will now allow you are deemed to be an enemy combatant that could. So I have a couple of links here. We'll track you through the promotion of the DoD, how it's supposed to be cybersecurity, how they all this Internet of Things, Rumsfeld, 9/11, remember it's coming all back, was supposed to be in there to protect you all, and now we've got people that weren't protected making themselves Molotov cocktails. It should be a clue of what's really going on. This is not about your security. And what was the thing? Why did it take so many days? And why do they pay for the $5 million ransom when they all should have backups, right? This thing should have been done. I can put a whole operating system on a computer. In what, half an hour? If it, let it do its thing? How come this thing wasn't settled in a couple of hours? On just deleting everything on the hard drive and reloading the last good copy back on. That this became anything at all. But you look at these stories and they talk about how that is what they look to do, this military stuff. They tell the businesses that's how they're supposed to work it. You know IT does all that. Where were the backups that could be installed? We're talking about national, you'll see it on the chart. This is the important, national security level infrastructure being messed with. Why did this take more than 2 hours to work out and just eliminate the ransomware and this is just machine control stuff at the minimum. What happened to the guys walking out and opening a valve? Pulling the electrical cable and opening a valve. What is this story that we're being told that causes people to become deciding that they're going to become a Molotov cocktail and not think twice about it? DoD cyber strategy. Do we trust it? Here's another link. Cybersecurity is critical to the way the entire U.S. functions, so they know how important this is. It allows the military to gain informational advantage, strike targets remotely, and work from anywhere in the world, they say. Yes. Where have they been? Then they blame Russia and China. The threats to them. They didn't talk about maybe someone from another country that's going to simply hack into the system and shut it all down due to ransomware. That means that the DoD says a thorough strategy is needed to preserve U.S. cyberspace superiority and stop cyber attacks before they hit our networks. Well, you think that's a promise. Now we see they didn't do any of it, even though they've been talking like this since at least, 2017, 2016? And the story, now we move on. Move on. They completely failed. Cybersecurity, like space cadets, completely failing on their mission. The company paid the $5 million ransomware. The ransomware answer that they handed back to the company was so slow that the company decided to forego the undoing of the data, the unencrypting of the data, which they paid $5 million for, and just start loading their backups on their machine. Was the answer I just told you came to my mind, where's their backups in the originally? Where was the DOD to stop it, and where was the DOD to say, oh, don't pay the $5 million, just put your backups on, like you ended up doing anyway? Both. What's the story here that I just can't get that people aren't outraged about? It's like, to me, this is just an ongoing, what else can we get by these people just to see how they respond or don't? And that's going to set ourselves up to further the encroachment under the color of an authority that we're doing some benefits. National security level infrastructure was attacked, and they didn't have employee one to go unhook the electrical valve and open the manual valve first. Second, have the IT dump everything on the hard drive and reload another operating system back on, and then go have the employee back in and plug it back in to keep the place running. Didn't have that as an answer. Paid $5 million and still had to do that is the problem. They didn't have to. They did it. They interfered with people's lives, even though they claim that they are there to help you, is the government. Is what Grimner was saying, well, the oxymoron, limited government, because we've allowed this nonsense to continue. We don't come in mass where we have that authority and that ability, that skill to whoever, where we are in the country, as people in the populace to go right after that and don't let up until we got rid of that corruption. And moving into where this thing ends up going in that control, remember, that just tells you we can still be hacked. Your cybersecurity does not exist. The DOD fails. And it's not, none of this, I don't think, is made to do anything, actually, in some level. It's the big story to you, and you can continue to buy into it. The Internet of Things was a surveillance system. DARPA, if you will, made the Internet. Right? It's always been this big control grid and structure. Can always be hacked. They can allow it to hack. They don't even have the right answers if it is that way. And you think your digital currency that they're pushing in and bringing along is going to be secure. And I told you, by the time they get there, they're going to start outlawing things, or they're going to be regulating those things, and then they'll come out with their own, and then we'll have a slow transfer over to what can happen and what isn't, and raise all the penalties. I told you what you're doing on this will eventually, on these exchanges, will eventually be getting the scrutiny of the government. Why? Because they want theirs. They're not supposed to want theirs, but they want theirs. They'll call yours theirs to get what they want that's theirs, but that's beside the point. That the story now hits relative to, you see the attack on the cyber infrastructure, national security level stuff, simple attack on ransomware. They can't even do the most basic computer stuff to keep it running. Didn't get protected by the government. But the IRS is going to come after those of you as they crack down to ensure crypto investors pay their taxes. To squander on not protecting you on the other hand. Yesterday, the news, the DOJ and the IRS are digging into Binance and amid whispers about allegations of tax fraud, manipulation, and AML violations was just the latest indication from the government that it's taking enforcement of securities, taxes, securities, folks, they've defined. They've allowed, these crypto people have allowed the Securities Exchange Commission to define this within their jurisdiction. I don't see how, but they did. Securities taxes tied to crypto wealth, very seriously. Anyway, I'm not going to, you can read this. If you're interested in it, you can watch what's happening. You probably already know if you're in it. If you're not, you're walking blind into something I don't think you want to see in the future. It's where this thing's going. They're now telling you what I've been telling you behind the woodshed, what's going to happen. You deal with all this stuff and you come in on that internet, that DARPA internet of the war. It's just like almost a Trading with the Enemy Act stuff. You're going to be paying your tithe to the government. And no, it's not secret. Like, I think I just saw Elon Musk came back up. He just said, no, you think this is not decentralized? Look, this, this, and this. Doesn't sound decentralized to me. Absolutely. Finally, the brilliant, the guy who's working with the federal government to ruin your skies and everything else, even though I think he's a great innovator. I think he's done some great stuff. But when you get in bed with the government that's corrupt and psychopaths, and there's an advantage to handle above the rest, even though it's supposed to be equal, under the color of being equal, then you start seeing the real harm that starts to get done. IRS and the DOJ are now targeting these crypto exchanges as a securities thing. And so there's a bit I've noticed that will, you need to watch through this like any of this other stuff, because they look very carefully. They do talk about securities and investments. I suppose there's going to be, and I'm not saying that I know, you need to go find it. If it's there or they'll allow it, you put yourself in a place where you don't match. They can't tick any boxes. And it's possible you'll slip underneath. Without touch, I don't know. But at least if you see the pathway that you can get through, you can set that up. If you don't, they're going to catch you up. This is all I've been saying behind the woodshed. Start looking at the dynamic, how it moves, how incremental prison is locking us down, and where there are still places that you can stand that are not within that prison necessarily. I don't know if cryptocurrency can escape it at all, because it deals in the exchange, it's within the infrastructure of a government facility, which is the internet. That internet of things included cryptocurrency, because it includes the control in the future. A control that cannot be secured even by the United States government, who knows the threat and who knows what they have to do, and they promote that they're there. Another lie. And getting on over to the corporations, a long time old story I was going to talk about, now coming up, relative to this interaction. They attack the sector, the Bitcoin sector, and like they do. Then there's companies that work with the DOJ, with the DOD. They get the contractors. You know them as Amazon and Google and Apple. And you think your stuff is secure. And then they even make an argument, well, if you make a central, like Germany said, you're going to have to make a central repository of information. And Google and Apple said, no, we can't do that, because that would be making it centralized. You need to keep it private to us, this data. You see, if you start to get a sense of how this game is played, you realize if you're never going to be on the right side if you're not in the position of making that policy or working in the system that these people are creating, designing and creating. Apple, Google, and Apple have moved past monopoly status to competing directly with governments, and winning was a long time ago story. It's coming in. I want to bring this into how this moves into that private-public partnership. That even someone like Elon Musk takes these DOD dollars, and you don't know what they're actually for. But if you look very carefully, you can kind of tell where they're for, and you can see that there's a lie on the one side that they protect you, and then you see the truth on the other side that they don't, and then the whole of society says, "Oh, but that's okay." And yet, people who are working the system are inert persons. Are these things that don't have a human, a man or woman behind? I mean, on the face of it, that are legal entities that are what people are jealous of. Well, the tax advantages goes to the write-offs, because they've set this up that way. And you haven't figured out that's how you have to think about this, whether or not you execute on it. I say it that way because I decided not to yet execute on any of that. I started looking around to see what I wanted. Do I even have to, came in question. And at that time, I also came onto private property, the grants, how it's against the whole world, even the United States government, and the untouchability and the foundation for why it's like that. And that gave me I felt more comfortable in that innocence than thinking I was so sharp to be able to keep up with the legal world, if you will, the conniving world, the deceptive world. Because I think I can keep up a bit. It's just setting up, understanding the condition, and you just, like I've been telling you, go go by the rules, because there's a path in there that they know how to do. They show you all the time they know how to do it, that it's there to do, that most people don't want to spend the time to do or can't or whatever. But I chose not to go in that direction. I chose to, it just seemed more natural, if you will, to just say, wait a minute, there is a limited government. If I can draw the bright line, I'll do it that way. And I don't have to worry myself with the things of the world. I guess that's another delineator. But we have corporation now admitted, the U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, corporations of power, and they come up with logic, if you will, legalized logic that keeps them in power. And this was a long time ago story, and the point now is, and I'll read the first paragraph and then make the comment, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is demanding a criminal and antitrust probe of Amazon as the e-commerce behemoth's power grow to rival the United States government's own. Google and Apple, too, are now ordering governments around. This was over a year ago, or maybe longer, this article was up, that I have it on my tabs. I'm finally getting over to it, hopefully in context today. Where has that antitrust probe started and ended, and then prosecutions for this antitrust condition? The lack of that is the problem, is you watching the commingling. The government doesn't care these monopolies exist to rival it. It ought to, well, like the adjutant general should have stopped the executives surpassing the authority when it imposed a fraud, but it's not. And these are, you need, again, these news articles are telling us the notice of what's the condition that we're facing. And I say that that way because you want to know that condition so you don't walk face first into a 2x4 that's swung in your direction. But you're not even there standing there when that thing, if that thing is going to be coming. Right? You're standing someplace else and you have a way to defend that point. And I was hoping lots of people would know that, so you have a whole groups and groups and groups of people doing massive amount of ability to keep a distance, a chasm, as I said before, the chasm between you and the government. So the big data corporations, the ones that are working intrinsically with the DOD, are rivaling the government in its power. I found that statement fascinating. Really? If the government is only to the level of a corporation, or now how is the corporation to the level of a government? That's still the same definition. They're almost saying you live underneath a corporation now. And I think there's some proof for it. A lot of you will go, yeah, okay, but there's a different way to get at that. I've told you I don't have a problem with corporations. That's any aggregate getting together for one common cause. That could be your government. But it's not actually executed that way, is it? It's actually more executed like that corporation of limited liability. And don't you hear it? Limited qualified immunity, limited ability. Well, look at, there is no duty to any law. That's a real limited liability, isn't it? So, the law, antitrust was coming on, but what have you heard from the government? Is the government agreeing to this condition that appears to be antitrust conditions, which we can readily identify? As I've made comment before, through the different acts of Congress that are just being ignored, even though, and as I said before, you put someone on notice, Title 18, once they're given the elements of the crime, an official is told that there's a crime, Title 18 sub 4 says they're supposed to do something, tell someone that they can do something about it, and if they don't, sub 3 says they're in misprison of that very same crime themselves. That this whole internet trap that you see DOD can't protect you against, they can't even do basic IT either. The government, the company wasn't that smart to not pay the $5 million instead of just having their IT reload all over the computers like they end up doing anyway. And pretty quickly, we see that the companies that are running this internet are in control. Another long time ago article, MailChimp will now deactivate accounts sending false, inaccurate, or misleading emails. Your information doesn't exist if someone else reading your emails doesn't agree. And how many times, a handful of times this broadcast has been said to have been sending false or inaccurate or misleading information, not consistent with the medical experts or the CDC or the WHO, to only be found out that we were, in fact, completely in line with it. I just speak it in a different way. And so this is the control that's sitting inside this DARPA Internet of Things control grid that the military claims superiority to protect and showed you just this last week. They can't even come close to stopping it, and they can't even advise the companies accurately to make it come back quick. Again, another service, so-called, Ring throws customers under bus after data breach. All these services that come forward, in this case is the camera, Ring is a camera that sits in your private property in looking inside or supposed to look outside and supposed to then have a contract they go through the company to the police. And there's some people that believe they need that. And so I don't know, that's your choice. But now they find there's a data breach. The data breach wasn't even found by the company. It was found by a third-party securities agency, a security firm. Just weeks after hackers broke into the Ring cameras in a child's bedroom, taunting the child and sparking serious concerns about the company's security practices, some news site is reporting that over 3,600 Ring owners' email addresses, passwords, camera locations, and camera names were dumped online. This includes cameras recording private spaces inside homes. Barry, where's your DOD to protect against this? Where's the company to protect against this? You're just fodder to this whole entire profit-making scheme. None of it keeps your nation secure. None of it keeps you secure. Everything is vulnerable to the next simple weakness within the system. And not a thought actually to protect you at all. Oh, because you have the freedom of choice, right? Well, it's not your system. They've invented this thing as a hackable condition, as an unprivate thing. Which I'm trying to find, again, still working on the ghost in the machine theory about the way the internet works. And so back to the corporations in control, changing your future, changing how you're going to perceive your future. And this is literally now, back to Elon Musk with all the amazing things that he's been able to come up with, which kind of beyond me to even think, how do you even get started to do all that with all the ideas I've ever had, some of which were actually some of his, like electric cars and how to go about it. So I kind of have some compadre with that right there. I've been doing that since a long time, electric cars. They do have that problem, but they are very efficient, if nothing else. They're very efficient. Anyway. Astronomers despair. Your worldview. You want to talk about having your worldview changed for you? Astronomers despair as SpaceX Starlink train ruins observations of nearby galaxies. These people are so impositional. They are willing to set up satellites to make their connection to you and the internet so much more better that Elon Musk is sending up minor micro satellites to make rings of satellites. It's already so bad, thousands and thousands of them. It's already so bad that it's interfering with astronomy and the ability to see past them as these little satellites go zinging past their cameras, zinging past their instruments. Elon Musk is actually going to change your world view of outer space with this technology that is DOD supported in its bid to control you and make the global prison that they claim they can dominate and protect you from. In fact, they've just proven that they don't even have the most basic protections in place, and neither do the companies that have in their hands the infrastructure of your nation. Which ultimately means at the gas pumps in this one case and other things. How about like pharma? Thank you, Grimner, for what you do at reallibertymedia.com, keeping us going, the archives and all the webpage and the web service you do. Syndicators, thank you very much. Comments, thank you. Emailers, thank you very much. Mark on the Beast at protonmail.com. I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
put opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.